Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, sometimes the news cycle throws these curveballs at us, stories that just kind of weave together all these like totally random threads in the most unexpected ways.
It's like when someone hit shuffle on current events or something.
Exactly. And this time, we're talking about Hurricane Helene, the tech we use every single day, and you guessed it, a few conspiracy theories just for good measure.
Sounds about right.
So, ready to dive in?
Let's do it. Where do we even start with something like this?
Well, I think the best place to begin is with the undeniable. Hurricane Helene, it was brutal. Over 100 lives lost and millions without power.
Yeah, pretty stark reminder of just how powerful nature can be.
Totally. We've been looking through firsthand accounts, reports, you know, the usual, even stuff on social media, just trying to understand the impact. And one thing is clear behind these huge numbers. There are real people whose lives were totally upended.
People like, what was that story we saw about the young mother who had to evacuate?
Avery Dull, right, from Hendersonville, North Carolina, had to evacuate with her baby, and she's been glued to TikTok ever since, just desperately trying to get updates about her home and family.
Heartbreaking. And sadly, it's something we see over and over again after these kinds of disasters. But it's not just the immediate danger.
You're right. There's this whole other layer of like economic fallout that we're only just starting to grasp now, and this is where things take a turn for, well, the weird. That's how we ended up in Spruce Pine, North Carolina population. 2,194.
Spruce Pine. Yeah, you wouldn't think a small town tucked away in the Blue Ridge Mountains would suddenly be making global headlines.
Right. It's known for its art scene and like gorgeous mountain views. So, what could this charming little town possibly have to do with the global tech industry?
It's all about what's under the surface, literally. Spruce Pine sits on America's only source of ultra-high purity quartz, a resource so vital that calling it quartz almost feels like an understatement.
Wait, hold up. Are you saying this tiny town in the middle of nowhere is sitting on a gold mine of rocks and that the entire tech world relies on these rocks?
Essentially, yes. We're talking about a level of purity here that's almost impossible to comprehend. This quartz is so flawless, so unbelievably pure, that it's used to make the crucibles used in semiconductor and solar panel manufacturing.
Crucibles, those are. Hold on, remind me what a crucible is again. It's like a, what, a high-tech oven for computer chips?
You're not wrong. It's a specialized container, incredibly high tech, that can withstand the insane heat and needs to be absolutely 100% pure, especially when you're talking about making the tiny components that power, well, everything these days.
So, like our phones, laptops.
All of it. Semiconductors, solar panels, all of it. We're talking about technology that needs such a crazy level of precision that even a single atom out of place can completely ruin the whole process.
So, we've got this one tiny town, right, that's basically responsible for the super pure quartz that we need to make what? Everything. Our phones, our laptops, even solar panels. And then Hurricane Helene just slams into the region. I'm kind of starting to see where this is going, and it's not looking great.
You got it. The reports from Spruce Pine have been, well, pretty concerning. Both of the big quartz mining companies there, Quartz Corporation and Sibel Co., they had to shut down completely on September 26th.
Okay, not ideal, but I'm guessing those companies have some sort of backup plan, right? They wouldn't just operate without a safety net, would they?
They do, but it's not a perfect system. Chip makers usually keep a certain amount of this high purity quartz in stock just because they know how important it is. They're not going to like run out tomorrow or anything.
Okay, that's something at least. But how long are we talking about here? What happens if those mines are offline for weeks or even months?
Well, that's when things could get a little messy. We could be looking at some major delays in manufacturing. Everything from the latest phones and computers to.
Electric car.
Exactly. Semiconductors are everywhere these days. That demand just keeps growing.
What about the solar industry? We were just talking about how we need these crucibles to make solar panels, too.
Right. If this shortage of high purity quartz drags on, it could really throw a wrench into the global push for, renewable energy and all that. So yeah, this isn't just about tech anymore. We're talking about a ripple effect that could impact like everything.
So we've got potential global economic meltdowns, supply chains going haywire. This is starting to feel like a disaster movie, except, you know, it's actually happening.
Definitely highlights just how interconnected our world is now and how vulnerable all of it is to these disruptions in critical supply chains. But speaking of vulnerabilities, there's another side to this story that we haven't even touched on yet. Misinformation.
Oh boy, here we go.
It's unfortunate, but honestly, it's not all that surprising. Anytime you have a disaster this big, something like Hurricane Helene that affects so many people, it creates the perfect breeding ground for all sorts of misinformation to spread.
And we're not just talking about, like, harmless rumors either.
Yeah.
This stuff can have real-life consequences.
Absolutely. We've seen some wild theories popping up online, everything from accusations that Biden's administration is withholding aid.
Which, by the way, even Republican governors have come out and said is totally false.
Right, but it doesn't seem to matter. And then you've got those theories that the hurricane was, like, intentionally created by the government.
Oh, yeah, right. The whole HAARP thing. Wasn't that some kind of weather control weapon or...
It sounds like something out of a comic book, but that's actually a real thing, yeah. HAARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, and it's a real research facility, but it's not what people think it is. HAARP studies the ionosphere, that's that layer way up high in the Earth's atmosphere, you know, the one that protects us from solar radiation and all that.
Right, the ionosphere. Okay, got it. So less controlling the weather, more scientific research.
Exactly. HAARP is essentially just trying to understand how this layer of the atmosphere works.
Yeah.
It's like listening to the Earth's heartbeat, not controlling it.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Still doesn't explain how it could control hurricanes, though.
It can't. It's like trying to, I don't know, control the tides with a leaf blower.
The scales of energy involved are just totally different. Even the director of HAARP, Jessica Matthews, she's gone on record debunking this. And NOAA scientist Howard Diamond, too, he said HAARP had absolutely nothing to do with Hurricane Helene.
So we've got the experts saying it's impossible, and yet people are still clinging to this whole the government can control the weather idea.
It's weird, right? What is it about these conspiracy theories that's so appealing, even when all the evidence says they're wrong?
Good question. Something researchers have been trying to figure out for years, like especially in times of crisis when people are scared and looking for answers, our brains. They prefer a bad explanation over no explanation at all. There was actually a study back in 2019 about Hurricane Dorian.
Another hurricane, another round of conspiracy theories.
Exactly. Social media was full of rumors and misinformation back then, too.
Wild. It's almost like our brains are hardwired to look for patterns, even when they aren't really there.
Right. And with social media these days, especially platforms like X, you know, what used to be Twitter, all these unverified claims get amplified so quickly. It's getting harder and harder to tell what's real and what's not. It's like when there's no reliable information, people will latch on to anything, even if it makes no sense. And speaking of things that don't make sense, that brings us to another theory making the rounds online. This one connects Hurricane Helene to another valuable resource. Lithium.
Lithium. Okay, now we're going from weather control to, what, electric car battery conspiracies? This just gets weirder and weirder. Lithium. Okay, so we're going from weather control conspiracies to, what, electric car battery plots? This is a wild ride.
It really is, isn't it? So there's this theory going around, right, that Hurricane Helene, that it was deliberately steered or, get this, maybe even manufactured to clear land for, you guessed it, lithium mining operations.
Wait, hold on. People are actually claiming that the hurricane was like an inside job to benefit the lithium industry? That seems far-fetched, even for the internet.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It sounds totally crazy, but there's just enough real-world stuff happening, you know, to make it seem, well, maybe not plausible, but not totally bonkers either. Like, the demand for lithium, it's exploded recently.
Makes sense. It's in everything these days. Electric car batteries, phones.
Exactly. And there's a lot of pressure, especially here in the U.S., to, you know, make sure we have enough of it.
Right. Got to secure those supply chains. Everyone's talking about it. But what does any of this have to do with Hurricane Helene?
So we did some digging, and it turns out there's this proposed lithium mine in North Carolina, right in the path of the storm.
Okay.
Yeah. Piedmont Lithium. That's the company they've been working on. Something called the Carolina Lithium Project over in Gaston County.
Gaston County. That's...
I think I mentioned it. It was right in Helene's path. The project basically aims to get lithium from this area called the Carolina Tin Spodumene Belt, which, you know,
famous for its lithium deposits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you've got this potential lithium gold rush happening, right?
Mm.
A hurricane tears through the exact same area, and suddenly, conspiracy theorists are putting two and two together.
Right. 2 + 2 = 5, as always.
Pretty much. Look, is it the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard? No. But here's the thing. There's absolutely zero evidence that Hurricane Helene was anything other than a natural disaster. These theories just, they feed off of people's fears.
It's like when something this big and scary happens and there are no easy answers, people want someone or something to blame.
Totally. We want to believe there's a reason, even if it's a crazy one.
Yeah.
But it just highlights how important it is to, you know, think critically about stuff, especially the things we see online. Just because something sounds plausible doesn't mean it's true.
100%. So as we wrap up here, I guess the big question is, what do we do with all this? How do we navigate this world where there's so much information, so much misinformation, and honestly, so much uncertainty?
Well, for starters, be informed. Don't just rely on like one source for your news, you know. Check things out, look for credible sources, get different perspectives.
And don't be afraid to be a little skeptical too.
Right. If something sounds too good to be true or too crazy to be real, it probably is.
Solid advice for like life in general, I think. Well, on that note, I think that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. It's been intense, to say the least.
Definitely a lot to unpack. But that's what we do here, right? We dig deep, try to make sense of the chaos, and hopefully get people thinking a little differently about the world around them.
And hey, sometimes we even uncover a conspiracy theory or two along the way. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.